This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Less than 40% of Colorado voters returned their ballots in this year's election. Preliminary numbers suggest a slight drop in turnout from the last off-year election in 2019. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says the election went smoothly statewide.
There were no major problems reported. There was minimal, if any, wait time across the state. And so far, of the ballots processed into the system, 98% of Coloradans who did cast a ballot chose to use their mail ballot.
The election isn't officially over. Counties are still counting, and people whose ballots were rejected for problems with their signature or other reasons are being contacted to resolve the issue. Later this month, clerks will conduct audits to ensure their machine tallies are accurate. Colorado hospitals took an unprecedented step Wednesday to activate a patient transfer system to its highest level. It's a signal hospitals are at risk of being overwhelmed by the number of COVID-19 patients. Dr. Diane Taddy is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
And I think it is important for the public to understand that it is a critical and important change and should be sending a signal about how serious our situation is.
The decision allows sicker patients to be sent to more specialized hospitals and recovering patients to those with available space and staff, even if the patient objects. This is CPR News and KRCC. We're listening to 1A this hour. Thank you for joining us. Later today, corporate investors are buying mobile home parks across Colorado, and residents are fighting back and trying to purchase the communities themselves.
When you have a community that is involved in owning, you actually do have a community instead of just a group of residents.
This afternoon on All Things Considered.